This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. That's the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm super excited this morning because we kind of had a two-week lull there right after the Super Bowl. Wasn't a whole lot going on in terms of news, and the Penguins were struggling. Really, Pittman's basketball carried us through these last couple weeks. So, we got to shout out them. They won this past weekend. They had a 5-game winning streak down that 2-week stretch. Lost a tough one to Wake Forest, but then came back and won this weekend against Virginia Tech. So they're staying strong coming into their final, 4 or 5 games left in the regular season. So they kind of got us through that 2-week lull in professional sports. And just over the weekend, we got a plethora of news on that we can talk about. Now, fortunately for me, I only have like half hour to do that. So if you want to call in and steer the conversation any kind of way, whatever you're most interested in this morning, I'll let the calls and tweets kind of influence where I'll take the conversation, because there's a plenty of things I want to touch on. The Penguins, they beat the Flyers yesterday. Mason Cole got released by the Steelers. I believe the news came out on Friday. The Pittsburgh Pirates had a couple games over the weekend. Spring training has started. Baseball's here. A lot to talk about. So call me, 412-928-9370. If there's anything in particular you want to touch on this morning, again, I'll let the calls kind of influence where I'll go with this, because I only have so much time to talk this morning. So I want to make sure that I'm talking about things that you want to talk about, or let you express the opinions that you'd like to express this morning. If you don't want to talk on the phone, you can talk to me on X at Callis_33 is my handle. That's Callis_33. So with that, first thing I want to touch on, I'll kind of lay out the canvas for this, because not surprising to me, and I tweeted out yesterday because I had not personally heard the interview, but Ben Cherington talked on television, and he made mention that Yasmani Grandal is going to make the roster for sure. That was the big breaker at the beginning. And so then I saw some conversations on X where people were like, no, he said he's going to be the starter, or, you know, no, he didn't say he was going to be the starter, he just said he was going to make the roster. So, thanks to Crowley, we have some audio on that, which I'm sure you'll hear later, but you can hear it here first. Let's just hear what Cherington said.
At the catching spot, obviously, you know, Grandal's going to be on the team, assuming he's healthy, and we've got, we think, a good, healthy competition for that second spot to start the season with Henry and Jason DeLay, who obviously earned a ton of trust last year and we're confident in, and Ali Sanchez is getting in the game here today, who is a really good defensive catcher who's put up good offensive numbers in AAA. So between the three of those, you know, we like that competition for that second spot. Of course, we also know, and we all know, that injuries can happen at that position, so being deep is important.
Okay, so that spells it out pretty clear to me. Yasmani Grandal is going to make the roster. So, yeah, that part is true. It's like he said both. He didn't say that Grandal was going to be the starter, but you heard him there. He said there's going to be a competition for that number two spot. So what does that mean? That means probably Grandal is going to start the year as the starting catcher. That's what that tells me. A competition for the number two spot. Now, again, we had heard reports from credible sources that said that Henry Davis may start this year in AAA. So that those comments from Charrington there kind of steer the conversation toward truly Davis competing for a spot on the Major League roster, or if he doesn't, I guess, do well enough to earn that second spot, that he'll start the year in AAA, which is what we expected. So, yeah, Charrington pretty much saying there, it seems that Grandal is going to start the season as the starting catcher. He's going to be the opening day starting catcher. And again, when you invest in free agency, I mean, even the $2.5 million that they're investing in him, you expect, if you're going to sign a guy in free agency like that, he should be definitely on the Major League roster. But it just seems Charrington's comments there steer that toward, okay, he's probably going to start. So just to kind of quash those rumors, let you hear that on replay, Charrington saying that. So I'm not overly thrilled. I do want to see Henry Davis in the majors, but, you know, I mean, you got a plan. You can't really do anything about it, so we'll see. We'll just see what happens. We'll see how that unfolds. And it's not even that Davis is certainly going to start the year in AAA. It would make me kind of sad if he did. But he's still getting the opportunity to compete for that second spot, is what it seems like. So it's either going to be him or Jason DeLay. Those are the two big names, you know, that they're looking at right now on the roster, right? Nobody else. But those two are fighting for that second spot. Also, I forgot to mention this too. We have Mitch Keller signed an extension with the Pirates, 5 years, $77 million. We can touch on that as well, which is a deal that I like and a deal that I don't understand the criticisms for. You get control of Keller for his next 5 seasons in the major leagues, and immediately when I saw some of the criticisms, I recalled back in the day, about 10 years ago in 2015, the offseason, the Toronto Blue Jays scooped up Russell Martin from the Pirates in free agency, and they got him on a 5-year deal worth $82 million. And so I compare that to Keller, because Keller, a few million shorter, but 5 years, $77 million. The Pirates were outbid in free agency that year. They got Francisco Cervelli, though, in a trade, so it's not like it was necessarily, quote-unquote, wrong for them to not tender Russell Martin. But what I mean by that is that that was expensive. You know, 10 years ago is a long time. 9-10 years ago is a long time. But that was a lot of money back then. Now you're getting a Mitch Keller who has, I think, a lot of upside, especially based on his 2023 performance. That's a significant amount of money. There's nothing, you know, quote unquote, cheap about that. I mean, they're signing him for an extensive deal. $77 million is still a lot of money to invest, but they got control of him for 5 years. So it's not like that's not a budget move. That is a strong, and it seems like a win-win approach there. I mean, and all these team-friendly deals, quote-unquote, people are criticizing. That I don't get. I mean, it's not totally team-friendly. Like, it is very favorable for the Pirates, but it's still $77 million that Keller's going to be guaranteed to earn over these next 5 years. And the Pirates are getting him in what is supposed to be his prime years at this point. And especially after the way he pitched in 2023, like, how can you not, like, how do you find flaw in this? Like, I don't know. I mean, all these criticisms about the Pirates making team-friendly deals, it's like, you got to create a win-win in business. So, I mean, that Keller deal to me seems like a win-win. Getting him on an extension for a pretty significant chunk of money to get him in his prime, have control of him in his prime over the next five seasons, it's a good deal. I mean, there's not a whole lot that's wrong with that. So all of you, all the criticisms out there for Keller's extension, I don't quite understand. How about in Pirates news as well? O'Neill Cruz batted leadoff in a game that he played in. Pirates lost both of their games over the weekend, but I mean, it's spring, it's fine. They're just getting their reps in. How about, I'm seeing a bunch of videos too of Aroldis Chapman, and I didn't know what it was going to look like for him to be in a Pirates uniform, playing and pitching. And then I saw some like slow-mo videos from the Pirates accounts on social media. And they were just watching him pitch, and I'm buying in. I'm buying into it. Cause he's still throwing high velocity as well, like 100 miles per hour. I didn't know what it was going to look like, but now that I'm seeing like him pitching in a Pirates uniform, I am giddy. I am excited. It's giving me there's a lot of stuff to look forward to with the Pirates this season. There are a lot of big names that they have. There are a lot of contracts that they have they've invested in. And I'm just giddy all around. If you want to steer the conversation somewhere too, you're welcome to weigh in at any time, 412-928-9370. I'm just kind of fanboying over spring training to start here. I know there's several other Pittsburgh sports news to talk about. There's so much to talk about, and I only have so much time. But the Penguins, they won yesterday. The Pittman's basketball team won over the weekend. Steelers released Mason Cole, their center, and the NFL Combine starts today. If you want to talk about any of that, you're welcome to. 412-928-9370. You can also talk about spring training and the Pirates too. I'm just kind of fanboying right now, like I said, though. I mean, I am so excited that spring training is here, and I'm just kind of absorbing all the news that's surrounding the Pirates. Because, I mean, there's a lot to look forward to. I think it's interesting that there's a catcher battle. I want to see Henry Davis on the Major League roster to start, like I said, but it's... It is what it's going to be, and maybe it'll help him to get some reps down in the minors and then really come through a month or two into the regular season, so we'll see about that. But Charrington saying in an interview yesterday that Grandal is going to make the roster and there's going to be a battle for the number two spot. So that's just played that audio a little while ago. Charrington saying that Grandal likely going to be the starting catcher for the Major League roster. And then just talking about Chapman as well, the Mitch Keller extension, a couple of the other pitchers on the roster. But I'm excited. Just watching videos of Chapman, it was really cool to see him in a Pirates uniform. And again, I don't quite understand the criticisms for the Keller deal. I think that you want to create those win-wins and those, you know, kind of business relationships. And again, Pirates have him for the next 5 years, which are pretty much going to be his prime years. So nothing bad about that, I wouldn't say. And then $77 million going into his pocket is still a significant amount of money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, and this is The Fan Early Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. It's going to start to warm up this week. Today, high of 61, low of 33, mostly clear skies expected. Then tomorrow, it's going to rain. Expect a 50% chance of rain with a high of 58 and a low of 44. That's going to cool down later in the week. Thursday's supposed to have a high of 39, but most other days this weekend into the weekend, you're going to have highs in the mid-60s. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Talking all things Pittsburgh sports, especially this morning, and I'm trying to figure out exactly where I want to go, exactly what conversations I want to have, because there's so much news that happened over the weekend. There's so much to react to, and yet for this particular show, I only have a half hour to talk to you. Of course, Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, they're going to be on next to break down all the news and digest all the news over 4 hours. But, you know, when you only have a half hour, there's a constraint, you know, when there's so much news to talk about. But I'm excited. Spring training's here, and there's a lot to talk about with the Pirates. Pitt men's basketball continuing to win. They beat Virginia Tech over the weekend. The Pittsburgh Penguins won a game, and it's not impossible for them to make the playoffs. They need to win a whole lot down the stretch. So if you want to call, talk about anything, 412-928-9370, you're welcome to do that. I had a headphone malfunction in the last segment where Ted from Mount Washington called in, and I listened back to the audio because I couldn't hear him, so I just kind of hung up on him because I couldn't hear and I didn't know who was on the phone at the time, but Ted, a longtime caller. And really what he was starting to talk about, and Ted, you're welcome to call back, and anybody's welcome to call in, 412-928-9370. But Ted was starting to talk about Mitch Keller left a lot of money on the table, which, I mean, it's a fair perspective. You'd think that maybe he could have got a lot more. But, I mean, think about it from Mitch Keller's perspective as well. Mitch Keller, while he had a great first half to last season, he did not have like the best second half. He didn't have the best full season. And he hasn't pitched really a complete season with like consistency. And so Mitch Keller, who chose, I guess, not to bet on himself and look for more money, said, you know what, I'm going to take the payday and I'm going to relinquish the next few years of control so that I can get a healthy amount of money. $77 million. Again, I mean, I compare it to the Russell Martin deal when the Blue Jays signed him in free agency. So he went from the Pirates to the Blue Jays. They signed him for 5 years, $82 million. And I know that there were some critics back then who said that the Pirates would never be willing to spend so much money on a player, and so they're going to go out and they're going to get Francisco Cervelli in a trade, and you know they won't have to pay Cervelli there right away. Cervelli eventually got an extension, but they didn't know they were going to extend him at that point, and $82 million was over 5 years was too much to pay back then for them. And so now they're paying $77 million for a pitcher who I would not say is established. He's not, you know, he's not one of the ultimate superstars yet. I mean, he is definitely getting there, and if he has a complete season, I will put him in the superstar category. But this is the Pirates saying, hey, we're going to invest a good chunk of money. Again, it's $77 million over 5 years, a significant investment, gives the Pirates a lot of club control for sure, but you know they also have to, you know, if he, they have to eat that contract if he doesn't do well and they've got to retain him or release him over those 5 years if he doesn't do well. But think about if he does do well, though. I mean, think about, you know, the upside there, too, that, you know, they're not paying top dollar for Mitch Keller, and maybe he'll do well and then he'll be able to earn more money at the end of the deal. But they're getting him in his prime for not the most amount of money that they would have to spend. And again, look at it from Keller's perspective, too. He hasn't had a complete season yet, but they're still willing to invest $77 million in him. So that's my stance on it. I don't think that could he have gotten more money? Sure. But I also don't think it was, unless he was willing to fully bet on himself and say, yeah, you know, I can earn more money, you know. And maybe you want the guy to bet on himself. I mean, Aaron Judge is a good example of somebody who bet on himself and kind of won that bet. Then he ended up getting paid by the Yankees a whole lot of money. But at the same time, I mean, Mitch Keller's trying to earn, too. It's a business. So we hope that he just, while he's under this contract, while he's in his prime, that he continues to pitch well. And maybe at the end of the 5 years, he'll be able to earn with the Pirates or earn somewhere else. But I think he still has a lot to prove, and I think he and his camp understand that he's still got a lot to prove. 412-928-9370, got a caller on the line. Good morning, what's your name?
Hey, this is Ted again.
Ted, welcome back, hello.
Hey, real quick with Mitch Keller, look, it's a dumb deal. It's absolutely a dumb deal. Mitch Keller is a pitcher. He hit the All-Star game last year. You mean something? You're going to leave all that money on the table? He should at least got $100 million. You know, I just think he needs a new agent. There's no way he should have signed that deal.
Do you think
absolutely
that?
No way.
Do you think his second half of the year had anything to do with maybe the value going down a bit?
Doesn't matter. He hit the All-Star game. Once you make the All-Star game, how many pitchers made the All-Star game for the Pirates? It's only him.
Well, Bednar was voted in there afterwards. So,
well, afterwards. But if you're his agent, you don't settle for crumbs.
77 million?
About 5 years.
77 million?
For a pitcher, you got to at least get 100. I'm just being honest. He's not. It's hard to get an all-star pitcher. You know, it's just absolutely. You know, like I said before, with Sheldon, this is it for him. If this team's not above 500, you got to fire him. You got to get rid of him and get a new manager. I'm be honest. I think it was a mistake to sign him in the beginning and give him that extension. I think it was stupid. Because when you have a manager who loses 100 games, you can't justify that contract. Can't justify it. So this is a big year for the whole organization.
All right, Ted, yeah, thanks for the call. One of the rare times I'll disagree with Ted. They didn't lose 100 games last season, so that's a step in the right direction. And if you're comparing it to their season before, they actually won, what, like 15, 16 more games than they had the previous season, so Shelton has a lot to prove, and Shelton's got to accomplish something even greater. At this point, the expectations are high on the Pirates with all the prospects they have and with all the money that they've invested in talent. So I'll say that. There are a lot of expectations on him, whether he deserves to be fired or not. I mean, I'm not going to say that right now. And then in terms of the Keller deal, again, I mean, he was an all-star. That's fine. But there's still a second half of the season to consider when they're talking about Mitch Keller's value. Keller still has a lot to prove, which is why I believe he didn't get the $100 million contract, because he faltered heavily in the second half of the season. So that's got to be taken into consideration when negotiations are happening. It's still $77 million over 5 years. And I don't know what this fascination with the $100 million player is. I get that a lot of players are getting paid now into the hundreds of millions of dollars. Mitch Keller, to me, I don't think was worth that based on what we know about Mitch Keller. Now, again, he could pitch really well down the stretch and make more money toward the later half of his career. There's nothing wrong with that, but he's very much in prove-it mode right now. But the Pirates are giving him a little bit of of confidence by saying, hey, we're going to invest in you. We're willing to give you a long-term contract. We're willing to give you 5 years for $77 million. I don't get what the fascination with the $100 million player is as well in baseball. And I think the players getting overpaid has kind of caused inflation throughout the league, and especially with no salary cap, it's just players are getting paid. And I don't really think that any player is worth anywhere slightly over $100 million. No, I mean, if you're talking about like long-term deals, like the Bryce Harper deal where they got him for 13 years, $330 million, that kind of makes sense because of the length of the deal. So you're giving him a pretty large annual salary. But like, I'm not overly fascinated with just because, you know, a player is good, give him over $100 million. That's the standard now to pay. I'm just not about that. I mean, it's difficult too because you look at other teams that just spend wildly, like they're not necessarily winning. It's actually seemed more often than not in history that teams that spend the most don't win. It takes a combination of young talent, I believe, with a solid veteran presence to be able to breed a winning baseball team. And it's just difficult because so many players are getting paid so much, and we're all just fascinated now, like, ooh, spend $100 million on this player or that player. And I'm not about that. And I've never been about that because it doesn't necessarily breed winning. So in Mitch Keller's case, could he have gotten more? I mean, we want to believe he could have gotten more because we're going to have confidence that he's going to pitch well. But in terms of how he's pitched to this point in his career, no, he was not worth the ultimate contract. He was not worth, to me, the $100 million. He made the All-Star game. That's great. But there was still a second half to consider. He has not put together a full complete season yet as a starting pitcher. And we hope that he will. And again, part of that contract is saying, hey, listen, we're going to give you a long-term deal. You're going to have some stability. I'm not good at math. I don't know what the annual is on that. Maybe I'll do quick calculator math real quick. But like, that's 77 over 5. That's $15 million a year. It's over $15 million a year for the guy. They're saying, hey, we're going to pay you over $15 million over the next 5 years so you have a steady job. And we're going to have faith that you're going to figure it out in these 5 years and you're going to be a part of the next generation of winning Pirates baseball. That's the way I look at it. So, no, I don't think it was necessarily a dumb deal. And again, I'm not fascinated with $100 million contracts. They don't necessarily work out. It seems more often than not they don't work out. They're just big bets to overpay players and then... That's just a guess. Sometimes it works. Seems most of the time, though, for teams, it does not work. And Mitch Keller is not one of those players yet where I'm like, yeah, $100 million is what you want to invest in. Just not there yet. We'll see. I don't think it was a dumb deal. But it's helpful for the Pirates. It's team-friendly, and it gives Keller some stability. And it shows that the Pirates have some faith in him over this next five-year stretch to, again, be part of that next generation of winning Pirates baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.